This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 5, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, election season is underway in Salem, but for a full field of city councilor at-large candidates, the voting is about to happen twice. Residents throughout the city will vote Tuesday, September 12, and choose up to 4 of 9 candidates to represent the entire city on the council. The 8 top vote-getters will move on to the general election on Tuesday, November 7, where the top 4 will each win a 2-year term. When asked if they support the Sanctuary for Peace ordinance, 6 of the 9 said yes, with incumbent councilors Elaine Milo, Jerry Ryan, and Arthur Sargent all opposing the measure. Those who opposed it highlighted various reasons, including it's giving undocumented Salem residents a false sense of security and serving to divide the city. Milo, the city council's current president, explained that she instead supported a resolution Ryan filed in March that declared support for all residents and immigrants, compliance with the law, and assurance that public schools would be a safe and welcoming place for all students. It was similar to a declaration made by Beverly officials. Much more in the story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. MBTA train riders better have a ticket ready starting today. Bill Newell reports.
Rick Thor Jorgensen writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, quote, may I have your ticket, please? Well, that may become a question Lynn commuter rail riders and others boarding trains in Swampscott and other North Shore communities will be routinely required to answer as rail operators step up efforts to reduce fare evasion. Beginning at North Station today and branching out to other commuter rail stations as the month unfolds, the fare is fair checks are aimed at reversing the troubling discovery. In a recent survey, only 2/3 of the passengers said their fare was collected all the time, according to Keolis, the Commuter Services KCS, the Mass Bay Transportation Authority, MBTA, commuter rail operators. Quote, millions of dollars each year is lost due to passenger purchasing an incorrect ticket, or in some cases, no ticket at all. These are resources that could be invested into critical networks, fleet and service improvements, said David Scorsese of Keolis. When coach cars are crowded, conductors are prevented from checking all tickets. As a result, passengers often do not activate a ticket, have a proper ticket punched, or pay cash for a ticket on board. In past years, Keolis has conducted random ticket checks, according to the company statement, at random stations about 6 to 8 times a year. But the company is stepping up fare checks with more commuters transitioning from summer work and vacation schedules to a regular work week. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, sir. Thank you very much. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, they average 80 miles per gallon, are made of biodegradable materials, and have a sleek look. And they are the Peabody Police Department's new BMW i3s. Police Chief Tom Griffin is quoted as saying, it's a good conversation starter. We're pretty excited about this. As if to prove his point, a woman came out of Furtado's Hardware on Main Street, where the two electric cars were parked during a recent interview with a Salem reporter, and started asking about them, and she wanted to have a picture taken. Griffin explained that the i3 is not a patrol car. It won't be used in any high-speed chases on Main Street, and it's not even outfitted with a police radio. Rather, it's part of the department's community policing efforts downtown. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by John Castelluccio. Gayla Colley wrote in yesterday's Item Live, Revere Mayor Brian Arrigo opted against renewing the former police chief John Caffarelli's contract earlier this year, and it's causing tension on both sides. Caffarelli's contract expired June 30. The mayor cited a difference of philosophy as the reason for not renewing it. In June, Arrigo said it was clear that his philosophy to make sure leadership in the department was building trust in the community and was focused on creating a culture of accountability and community policing was a little bit different from the former chief's. Arrigo said that Caffarelli formally retired on August 20 and receives an annual pension of $134,368 and is eligible to be covered by retiree health insurance moving forward. More on this story in yesterday's Item Live, story written by Gayla Colley. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.